Hey, good morning. It's 5 a.m. Scrum. Hope you're doing well. It is Saturday. It is 5:16 a.m. on a Saturday. All week I've been up late, right? Saturday I give it 5:16 a.m. because that's all because I'm all excited because I'm going to teach a class today. So I'm all excited to bring it to Philadelphia. First time teaching a class in Philly, bringing it up to my peoples here. So anyway, this is 5 a.m. Master Scrum. We're not here to talk about the class I'm teaching, but sometimes I talk about some of the stuff that goes on in our class. Here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a tactical and practical way. It is our 215th show for those in the podcast world. And we're just here to have some fun. Talk about ways to get you home to your family and friends. And it was funny, the fortune cookie the other day that talked about, you know, getting good karma is doing charity work. And part of the idea is that getting you home to family and friends, not just to pester little ones like this over here, but also to do stuff in charity, do stuff on the side, balance your work and life, which is what we talk about. But at the same time, you know, we're not just doing it so you go home early and get nothing done. We're doing it so you add more value to your customers. And that's the idea. And then also balance work and life, like as we said, and have some fun as we go. So today I got two topics to talk about because we're going to keep it short because I am teaching a class and I got to get stuff done still left to do and drive out to where the class is. Wish it was around the corner, but it's not. It's closer than 2 hours. So I thought it was interesting. Did you see? I want to talk about the three C's that I came up with yesterday. I put some posts up. So I don't know if I need to talk about it. I do want to address the Agile teams in the Robotics Club and some of the things that we do in facilitation, which I'm going to talk about today. The class. It's terrible. I'm really stuck on that class thing. And then distributive teams and daily scrums. And some things I see. And why I set it up a certain way so that you can do that really easy. And we're going to talk about that too. Okay. So first, three C's. So what did I say? Coaching, conducting, and cookies, right? I love that. Three C's. Coaching, conducting, cookies. So the idea being that we were talking about coaching and agile coaching, what it takes to be a coach, some of the things you got to do. There's going to be more to that as we go. Conducting, the idea of moving train cars around, like, let's see, do I have a train car? I got a little train car. I should bring another one, a big one, and the train cars. But we're not talking about trains. We're talking about agile and probably more like safe trains, like ARTs, right? Agile release trains, not these trains. Though these are funner. And then cookies, when we opened the fortune cookie. So I thought it was an interesting combo that just happened to be there. Anyway, so that's my new three C's. Just having some fun. So Agile teams and the Robotics Club. So I was going to tell you what happened the other day. Because I always talk about using Agile in other places. And I use Agile and some of the principles we talk about setting things up. Especially like the team norms with how I run my kids' clubs at their school. So it was interesting yesterday. So some of the teams, and of course, I'm going to be honest with you, the girls are beating the boys like crazy, and they always do. The group I had the first time I did it, the girls did an awesome job, and they're very intelligent. Boys are all over the darn place. Again, this year, the girls are doing really well, and programming the little Lego robot to go around. Some of the boys are catching up. Some of the boys aren't doing too well. But it's always the girls that are winning these things. So in the class, it's a club. It's their club. And we did the team norms and they established what their norms were. And today, every once in a while, as a facilitator, I'm just there to help them. You know, set up computers, show them how it works, give them some next tasks to do. And I might come up with a board. I'm debating on that. They give them some guidance and facilitate their activities, give them some goals so they can know where they're heading because they don't have that yet. They don't have that down yet where they want to go. Have some ideas. So one of the young kids said something about, I raised his hand and said, okay, if I take a break. So I'm like, okay. So then I brought everybody together and had a conversation with them. And I gave them a heads up. Says, look, this is your club. I said, you don't have to ask me if to go to the bathroom. If you have to go to the bathroom, you go to the bathroom. I'm not a teacher. This is not school. This is your club. You own it. You have this. And one of the things I said to him, I says, you only get an hour a day, and we do this every 2 weeks. So you really don't get a lot of time to build robots. If you feel like you need a break, go ahead and take a break, but don't come crying to me when you don't have a robot working. I said, it's up to you. You prioritize what's important. And we had that conversation. It's up to you all what you want to do. You can take breaks or you can build robots. And I had to make that clear for them and make them understand this is, I'm not here all the time. You only get an hour. You take a break, you're not going to build a robot. You're not going to have any fun later on when you really get to experiment with the robots and program to do all kinds of funky stuff, right? I think they got it, but I wanted them to understand it. And I would ask them, you know, as we did this, whose club is it? Is it my club or is it your club? And they thought about it and they said, it's our club. And I said, yes, it is your club. It's not my club. It's what you make out of it, right? So I'm very much taking that agile principle, and they own it. They don't want to do nothing. I ain't stopping them. They can do whatever they want. They want to get nothing accomplished, get nothing accomplished. Though, however, I did tell them all. Like one kid I had to talk to, not this class, but I think the class before. You know, if you keep going all over the place, it says one thing I will do is I will kick you out of the club. Because I don't need you distracting, you know, that's one of about the facilitation part, right? That's like being a scrum master, right? Sometimes somebody has to make the tough decisions, and the scrum master is the one that a lot of times have to make those tough decisions. If you don't, you're going to hurt the rest of the team. It's a shame. I got really sharp the other day. I get mean, actually, because we were talking about getting stuff in the system and accounting for stuff so they can get paid and work. And I told this one other agile coach, man, be honest with you, I get darn right mean when it comes down to, if I have to start laying off people, I get nasty. I mean, I'm like, get your ass together, because the way to lay people off, it's your damn fault, you know, because you're just slacking and not doing stuff and not paying attention. So I don't like that. And I don't like it when people mess up things like that. Because I've had to fire people. I've had to lay people off. I've done it many times in my life. I do not like it. And I definitely get mean when that happens, because I've been there and I don't like doing that to people. So I get mean at everybody. I said, damn it. Anyway, but that's the club thing, right? I might have to make the call, get kicking some kids out if they distract from everybody else in the club and they just don't add any value, because they're not going to want to do it, but I'm going to do it. But overall, it's their club. So that's the agile in the club part. Let them understand it's their choice in what they make. They can make a robot or they cannot make a robot. So this is the story I wanted to talk about, the agile teams, but that's part of their group noom. They own the team. I'm just there to facilitate. Okay, so the last thing I want to talk about, and I got a couple of stories going on this week lately, distributed teams and daily scrum. So if you follow the show, you know I'm always talking about being lean, kind of like a Kanban approach where you don't do a lot of tasks at a time. You're not going to – multitasking doesn't get you very far. And I had one – person who was talking about why they were moving times around for daily scrum, and they have some offshore people and some onshore people. And I'm like, the sad thing is I'm evil in the way I set people up, asking questions like, why can't you, why are you picking that time? Why can't you do daily scrum earlier? And they give me a lot of things, and they need time. And we're going to talk tomorrow about story refinement sessions too, taking too long. So I'm like, if you really break down a daily scrum really, really simple, where I see naive, new agile coaches, new scrum masters operate, they think they need Jira or VSTS or whatever the system they have, Trello, in order to run the daily scrum. Now, what's really nice, if you're co-located and you have a board and people are updating the board, that's great. Personally, I think you should be updating the board all day long. I don't think you wait to daily scrum. I have a different opinion on that. But if you do and you update the board, you can talk to it. That's awesome. But when you're remote, you don't have that, right? However, if you're only doing one or two things a day and you're getting them done, and then you're going to pick one or two things the next day, usually just one or whatever, it doesn't take much to talk about it. You can write that down. I have my little paper. You can write that. I've had a guy who used to take a little sticky and write really small all the tests he ran. He would just fill up the sticky. And I'm like, if he's a friend of mine, how much can you write on that little sticky? And he would take it to daily scrum. We ran daily scrum without ever looking at the computers, and we were co-located, right? So these people that are remote, like they need the computer to do their daily scrum. I don't get it, because we used to run all the time. I had like 20 some odd people because we had two teams that I had split, and then we would come together for daily scrum and just kind of chat what was going on, because that's what they wanted to do. I'm like, fine. But we were done in less than 8 minutes, and we had like almost 20 people. And, it really doesn't take much. So all you're doing is talking about what you did and what you're going to do. It's going to be a couple minutes. So here's my thought, right? They're all like doing it at 9 o'clock. I said, and someone's telling about people, picking up kids or whatever, they got stuff to do. I'm like, fine. Why don't you do it at 7 o'clock in the morning? Eastern Standard Time. So that way people in India, it's not so late. It's 2 hours earlier than most of the other teams do. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You don't need the computer dude to do daily stand-up. And in fact, you encourage the people in India to turn the computer on if you wanted to, and they can update the stuff for you while you talk. They can do it just as easy. They're damn smart people. That's why we hire them. So I don't understand. I go in the car all the time when I get stuck on the highway, and I listen to daily scrums all the time. I listen to it when I'm on the phone, and I comment, and there's something I need to do. I'll remember it. And if I do need to do something and they're not there, they can send me a message later and say, hey, okay, look, I'll be looking for your message. Just send me a message when you get in the office, what you need me to do. It's not that hard. So I don't know. It's just my thought. People give me excuses why they can't do something. I'm like, really? You have an excuse why you can't do a daily scrum at 7 a.m. in the morning? What is it? Because you can go on the phone. You don't need to be on a WebEx, or you don't need to be in on a Jira machine or system and show them what's being done. That's actually the worst kind of daily scrum. I'd rather have people tell me where they're at than do anything else, right? That's what I would like to do. Anyway, and we have a visitor and a cattail. It's always somebody. Anyway, with that, that's what we're going to talk about today, because like I said, I'm doing the class today. But just remember, it says you can do daily scrum at any time during the day, and there's nothing that stops you from rolling out of bed or before you go to the gym or whatever and doing your daily scrum. Just take a little sticky, just write on the sticky what you did the day before and what you think you're going to plan. So do a little pre-planning, like we should be doing anyhow before daily scrum. And you should be doing that whether you're co-located, not co-located, distributed, local, whatever. You should be writing on a piece of paper what you did, what you're going to do, because you know why? It makes daily scrum go so much quicker. And then you get to interact. And you know if you should be looking at something. And the other thing, if you're doing it earlier, and we all remote nowadays, if there's something you really need to do, you can hop on. So you get on the phone, and it's like, oh, crap, I got to get on. And that saves you 2 hours in case something got blocked and you need to get a hold of someone to fix something. Something to think about, right? And anybody wants to challenge me on the ability to do daily scrum at 7 a.m. in the morning from a bull piece of paper, I'd be happy to hear from you. Anyway, it's time to grow up as scrum masters and keep everything going. Right, Ed? Right. Anyway. thumbs up. Give us a thumbs up if you like it. Ring the little bell so you get little messages. Oh, by the way, our TikTok video with the Mentos thing just jumped off the chart. I don't know why, but it's funny how one thing like in YouTube it works and it doesn't in the other one. But it's just interesting. We'll have to do more TikToks. Anyway, take care. Have a great day. Have an awesome weekend. Bye.